brothers in Christ, I'm situated to make a joyful noise. Yeah. See, I was pushed to the back, just like Rosa Parks. But it was time for the flood, so call it Noah's Ark. Cause of sin, I was deceiving, we were torn apart. But the Lord started speaking to my lonely heart. See, I was fronting like a Christian, he saw my disguise. And spoke these words to my heart when he pulled me aside. True joy doesn't reside in the plush new ride. True love doesn't abide in the size of my thighs. Seek me first and let me open up your eyes. I can tell that you've been tricked by the father of lies. Beelzebub, who dwells in the clubs and tells all the thugs that sex is love, but it isn't. Satan had my vision in the prison, sister. I ain't a scrub, just like you ain't a pigeon. See, I thought that I was living, fooled by Satan with derision, division. But now Christ is given limitless love, infinite hug. So isn't it a blessing to be loved by your Savior who's indiscriminate? But for all children, both claimed and illegitimate. Shout out to God in a voice that's uninhibited. The blood of my Lord still saves, and I'ma witness it. Love is displayed from Revelation to Genesis. Elation for salvation, he's abundantly given it. From Southern plantation to modern day tenements, he's imminent. Eternal life is one of his benefits, magnificent. Call my Lord, his spirit replenishes with tenderness. His spirit changes life and convictions, kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cause I was living my life so hypocritical, a miracle that he loves someone so pitiful. I don't know what he sees in me. Like the psalm says, he still gave his love when I was hanging with the wrong heads. The psalm said, he's love, he's understanding and good. It's understood, I got life when he died on the wood. It's understood, I got life when he died on the wood. It's understood, I got life when he died on the wood. Now with Christ, I got life and I'm found his love. I'm found his love. I used to know a grounded love, but now I'm elevated. Cause in Christ, I'm situated. Make a joy. It's time to celebrate. In Christ I got life and I found this love. I found this love. I used to know a grounded love, but now elevated. Cause in Christ I'm situated. And make a joyful noise. It's time to celebrate. I got life in Jesus Christ and I won't go back to my life. I got life in Jesus Christ and I won't go back to my life. I got life in Jesus Christ and I won't go back to my life. And I won't go back to my life. No, in Christ I got life and I'm Jesus bound to love. I'm bound to love. I used to know it's grounded love, but now I'm elevated. Cause in Christ Jesus I'm situated and I make a joyful noise. It's time to celebrate. In Christ I got life and I'm bound to love. I'm bound to love. I used to know it's grounded love, but now I'm elevated. Cause in Christ I'm situated and I make a joyful noise. It's time to celebrate.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Listen, I was in the world. I was of the world. I messed up a lot. But when I got saved, the Lord told me that's it. Amen. My body belonged to him, and I said, I'm going to honor you with my body till the day I'm married. And past season, and I'll tell all y'all for that wonder. We didn't do nothing before we got married. I'll tell you right up, straight up front. We wanted to honor God. That was our desire. And then there was a person. One time that just say, well, I know you ain't looking for no girlfriend, but just maybe on a Sunday evening, can we go walk in the park sometime? Just go to the city park and just walk around and observe the scenery. I said, no, I ain't going no park with you. No, I ain't going no city park. I'm talking about walking out there on a Sunday evening. And then one of my friends, I don't know, several months after that, I had a friend that came to my house one evening. He was broke down. He was crying uncontrollably. I mean, he was messed up. He couldn't even talk. He was so messed up. I said, man, what's the matter? What's going on? What? I thought he had killed somebody. I asked him, I said, man, did you kill somebody? He couldn't talk. He said, he didn't kill nobody. I said, man, you raped somebody. I knew it was bad. He said, he was still crying. finally, after a while, he said, Greg, I messed up. Man, I messed up bad. I said, man, what you do? What you do so bad? He said, I got so-and-so pregnant. And it was the same girl that wanted me to go to the park with her. I say, man, what happened? He said, we went out in the park one day. It happened one time. We felt bad. We repented. We just did it one time. We messed up and we both were sorry and we both cried to God. He said, but she prayed. I said, oh, man, I cried with him. I cried. Just broke down. I cried with him. Oh, it was a sad day. He messed up one time. He said, we only did it one time. We both were sorry, just went too far. We weren't intending on it, just things got out of hand and we went too far. And I'll be honest, my heart was broken when my friend told me that. It broke my heart. And then I thought back, I said, boy, it could have been me. It could have been me. If I just hadn't had the resolve, if I'd have gave in one time, what might have been? How would my life be different today? Who knows? Who knows what would have happened if I'd have took a ride out in the park? You can mess up. But if you do, there's always redemption. So it's never too late to right the ship. It's never too late. If you're sailing toward the wrong port, it's never too late for you to make a course adjustment and turn the boat and head in the right direction. The Lord wants you to stay on course. Now, let's look at this one scripture here. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 through 11. I purposely saved this one for last. Verse number 9. I'm going slow on purpose. Because this really need to sink in. If you've been fornicating, you need to stop. If you haven't been fornicating, I want to encourage you. You're doing a good job. Keep on going. God's going to bless you. Amen. You stay faithful to God. This medicine will be like preventive medicine, you know, for you. So the word's not in vain no matter where you're at in life. You may be able to take this word and help somebody else with it. Look at verse 9. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? All right, we know that the unrighteous, those that don't know Christ, they're not going to inherit the kingdom. People that's not saved. But then Paul put this statement right here. Be not deceived. All right, now that's to the Christian there. He said, now don't you be fooled. He said, we already know the unrighteous not going to inherit. We already know that. People that don't serve God, we know they're not going to heaven. They're not going to inherit heaven's blessings. But then he talked to the church. He said, now, don't you be fooled. Listen to what he says. Neither fornicators, that's believers who's practicing fornication, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. We're talking about believers here now that's in these lifestyles. See, this city they was in was a wicked city. And a lot of these people got saved out of all that, but they didn't, when they got saved, they made Jesus the Lord, but they didn't change how they was living. See, the same thing happened today. People come up to the altar and say, I believe, you know, I accept Jesus my Lord and Savior. And then they go right back out and keep on living, doing what they was doing before and say, well, the Lord forgave me all my sins. I'm saved now. I can just keep on living like I've been living. I'm going to heaven now. They are deceived. Paul said, don't you be deceived. When you get saved, it mandates a change in how you live. Amen. There's a responsibility that God has toward us. He's the only one. He makes the work of salvation happen. But then there's a manward side to your salvation. Paul said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's you doing what you can do. And then trusting God to do what you can't do. You got to work out your own salvation. All right, look. Nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's men with female-like characteristics. That's men that walk around like this. That twist. You don't know if they're a man or a woman, the way they walking, and the way they act, and the way they talk. You a man, be one. Stand up tall and straight. Hold your hands down while you're walking. Walk normal. God gave men a deep voice. That's all right if you got a tenor voice. I ain't criticize nobody's voice or nothing like, but I'm saying people that do it on purpose. Try to sound like a woman on purpose. Nor abuse themselves with mankind. Homosexuals, lesbians, believers who say, I'm saved now. God loved me. God ain't concerned about how I live, who I sleep with. Don't you be deceived. Nor thieves. Another translation says cheats. Nor covetous, greedy people. Nor drunkards, nor revelers. That's partiers. People that love that party, got that party spirit on them. They can't stay out of a nightclub. They saved, but they got the party. Well, you know the Lord, you know, I'm just partying, having a good time, that's how I get off. Nor extortioners, swindlers, con men. People that beat you out your money or your material possessions. None of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, look, hey, don't be fooled. When you get saved, you're a new creature in Christ. You got to live different. You can't say you're saved and live like everybody out there in the world. Because people in the world tell you, oh, child, it's all right. The Lord understand. He know you got needs. I done heard that so many times. The Lord know I got needs. Besides, everybody sin. But I like verse 12 because they go to victory. And such were some of you. You see that? See, there was a change that came. He said, some of y'all was like this. Let me tell you something. I can find myself in this list. I'm there. Thank God. But then verse 11 bring us grace. Here go to grace right here. You see, verse 10, 9 and 10, nothing but sin. But verse 10 introduced the grace of God. And such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified, set apart. But you are justified, cleared of all guilt, in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You see, this is our deliverance scripture right here. Oh, I thank God. Because I was in that, I was deceived, see? I was in that deception group. I thought I could live for Jesus and do whatever I wanted to do. You know, I'm my own man. I had that attitude. But when I got saved and I got under some good teaching and some brothers that were really living for God that would tell you straight up, man, you're doing wrong. You can't do that. We'd get in your face and say, what you call yourself doing? You know you ain't supposed to live like this. And they wouldn't condemn you. They're doing it to help you. But then when you experience the fellowship of God and you experience the power of the Lord, it gives you a desire to want to please God. And my desire to please God overrode the desire that was in my flesh. I didn't stop liking women because I got saved. But I fell in love with God more. My desire to please God was stronger than the desire that was in my body to satisfy the lustful cravings in my own body. But you got to crucify your body. You had to crucify those old desires and say no. And if you'll focus on God and get in the Word and allow God to minister to you, I'm going to tell you, He will help you with any temptation that come in your life. He will give you the strength to say no. That's what I found out, that God gave me strength to say no. I'm not going to stand here and lie and say I was never tempted after I got saved. I'd be telling you a big lie. Temptation is common to man. It happened to everybody. But it's the decision that you make to serve and honor God and say, no, that's not God's will anymore. I'm going to stop that. In fact, what God just had me just cut off from my past. Everybody that was a sin, that was an instrument of sin in my life, He said, cut them off. Some of y'all can't get free because you still hanging around with them old folks, them old fellas, them old girls, them old girlfriends and boyfriends. that when you get around them, you know they're going to put it in your face.